Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians wrap it up now, the final weekend series against the Boston Red Sox, and a nice way for Trevor Bauer to go out last night, Tito. And is that important in your mind when you have a player end a season like that going into the offseason?
You know what, Hammy? Before the game, you know, we said that the way he pitched wasn't going to define his career, and I really believe that. But the fact that he goes out on a note like that, I'm glad. I mean, shoot, man, he pitched really well. And we probably could have sent him out for another inning, but I thought after he hadn't pitched in, what, 19, 20 days, 91 pitches, even by Trevor's standards, I thought was enough. And we got it to a point where, again, we had the lead, give it to Shaw, give it to Cody, and let's go home. It didn't work out that way, but I'm still glad for Trevor because I thought it was good for him.
You know, it was interesting, too, Tito. It didn't look like he was necessarily trying to strike people out. He was getting people to put the ball in play relatively early in the count. He only had, I think, like 3 strikeouts. Is this part of maybe him trying to get better command?
Well, I think he, as we looked at some of the post-game stuff, he worked away with his fastball far more than he's ever done in his career. So he's trying. And, again, that's what we ask. And, again, as he learns to do things like that and when to go away, when to go in, you know, his stuff was really good. And, you know, again, I think it shows how hard he worked in between because he didn't miss a beat. So, again, there was a lot of positives to take out of last night.
One of the things that makes our game so great is what Minnesota is doing. If you look at their numbers, Terry, there is no way in the world they add up to them being one game out. Do you just certain years have years like that that defy description?
Yeah, you do. And you always, if you need to be that team, you want to be that team. That's why I tell the media all the time. They'll say sometimes, like, you know, the numbers aren't adding up. And I'm like, yeah, well, we can figure that out when the season's over. But during the season, we don't need to do the addition. We need to find a way to win. Because there is always a team every year that defies a little bit of the logic, gets late inning wins, things like that. And it may not carry over to the next year. It may. Sometimes confidence plays a big part in what you're doing. But you can tell they're on a roll. And every single thing they do is so meaningful right now. And you got to kind of tip your hat to them. I mean, you know, we'd like to think they're not much better than us. But their record is, so you have to live with it.
Have you looked much now that you're officially eliminated as to how this weekend might play out in the American League?
You know, Hammy, I really haven't. You know, you get so caught up in, okay, you know, I'll make sure we're organized for the weekend, first of all. And then you start having meetings. We had meetings with the front office the last couple of days. Now we're starting to have exit meetings with the players because that's important. We don't want to let these guys go home without making sure that everybody's paying attention to detail and knowing what they're supposed to do. So it gets to be a little bit time-consuming. So actually, I've watched less baseball lately than normal.
Bittersweet to play Boston and your good friend John Farrell not here.
Well, the good news for there is that, you know, he had his last treatment, and, you know, God willing, when he goes back for that checkup, he's going to be clean as a whistle. And so, you know, if anything, he'll be in more of our thoughts than any time, which is hard to do. But, you know, I'll see a lot of good friends. You already got to catch up with Pedroia a little bit, and that's always a treat. I mean, when you do that, you need to take a tape recorder because that's entertaining. And then, again, if you'd have told me we'd have been tied with Boston going into the last – yep. series, I'd have been thrilled. I don't think either team probably hoped we were or are where we are, but we'll finish up and we'll try to finish up on a good note and then go from there.
Before we let you go, what makes Pedroia unique? Why is he such a favorite of almost anybody he's played for?
You know, Hammy, I think the best way I can put it is when he walks into a room, the room seems to get brighter. Like the light bulb, he's an amazing person. He has no business being as good as he is. And I don't mean that as disrespectful, but he's probably 5'8", 160, I don't know. Thinks he's 6'8", 260, but he plays the game, and he's got a sense. And you see the very best of him when the game's on the line, not just sometimes, but all the time. And for somebody that's that good and accomplished that much, he's so selfless, and he's such a good teammate that it's not just me that speaks about him like this. It's everybody he's come in contact with. He's a really special guy.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Red Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.